Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're visiting with Holly Lyman, the founder of Wild Tonic Kombucha. And Holly, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
So, Holly, if you would, tell us a little bit about your background, specifically how you started working with beeswax and your background overall and how it led you to Wild Tonic Kombucha.
Sure. I'll start with my background first and then how I got into beeswax after that. So I've always gravitated towards things in life that are a deep expression of nature. And I guess that is a reflection of my childhood and where I grew up. I was born and raised in rural Alaska in a log cabin surrounded by hippies in the 60s. And I learned so much from these creative and pioneering spirits who lived off the land and embraced nature on every level. They dried herbs, they fermented foods, they collected berries, they lived in the elements, and they worked every day to make the environment their friend instead of their enemy. And they respected nature, and they were always there to help one another in a synergistic and a communal way, not unlike bees working together in a colony. And because of that, my life has always gravitated towards art and community and things that kind of exist on the fringes of society. I tend to find more soul and meaning there as opposed to mainstream culture. And I discovered encaustic when I studied art at the Rhode Island School of Design. But I didn't make a career of it until around 2002 when I started showing my work in art galleries around the country. And I absolutely fell in love with the medium itself, which has a rich history and is incredibly versatile. And I love the history of painting with beeswax, which has been around since the first century BC in Egypt, where it was used to paint portraits on the mummies. And the wax itself is used to store honey in the beehive. And that's what people don't understand is how incredibly complex bees are. They're capable of facial recognition. They can solve mathematical equations. And for instance, when a bumblebee flies from flower to flower, they calculate the shortest route. And they're the only animal that is capable of doing so. And also when the older bees work with younger bees, their brains begin to reverse and their age gets biologically younger. They have personalities and they have addictions much like humans. And so that's what attracted me to working with beeswax was just that it was an expression of nature. It's close to nature. It's so versatile. You can paint with it. You can sculpt with it. It's one of the oldest art forms out there. And it's just incredibly beautiful and sensuous.
Certainly appreciate your sharing your background briefly and sharing with us your roots as well and growing up in Alaska. In those surroundings, that is another culture. I've been there before, and that is awesome. If you've never been to Alaska, I highly recommend it. It is something you need to experience once in a lifetime. Tell us, Holly, what attracted you specifically to kombucha, and what makes you so passionate about it as well?
Well, ironically, I wasn't at all attracted to the idea of kombucha when I first discovered it. It actually repulsed me a bit, the idea of a mushroom tea after I saw my first SCOBY. And a SCOBY is a symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast, and it's kind of like a mushroom that's floating around in liquid. Anyhow, I've always been a health nut, and I realized at some point that fermentation was the missing link in our health. And if you think about it, everything was fermented before the advent of refrigeration. And fermented food was the only way to preserve them in addition to drying foods. So now that after we've invented refrigeration, all of our foods are essentially dead. And that's not good. Fermented foods increase our gut health. And as evidence now shows, our microbiome is responsible for over 70% of our immune system's health. There's more foreign DNA in our body than our own DNA. And anyhow, I studied anything and everything I could get my hands on by the author Sandor Katz, who won a James Beard Award for his writing in The Art of Fermentation. And I basically was invited by Sandor to his backwoods fermentation studio in rural Tennessee And I shared with him my first version of our non-alcohol wild tonic. And his response was, "Hey, Holly, there are no rules in fermentation." And it's always been my belief to learn everything I can from the masters like Sandor and then forget it. And so he gave me the permission in that meeting to really experiment and push the Gen ferment even further. And that's when I started developing the hard Gen kombucha, and we were the first hard Gen kombucha on the market in the country. And we were able to be part of a whole new leading edge of a whole new category of better for you alcohol and drinks.
How about that? Quite interesting on that. Now, another question for you. What actually sparked your interest to launch your own kombucha brand?
Well, I think a lot of it is, you know, is a story of just following the breadcrumbs. My love for fermentation eventually had to find an expression in the world, and that happened to be wild tonic, which was my favorite ferment to drink. And the Jun is considered the champagne of all kombuchas. It's very sparkly and effervescent and tastes actually good. It doesn't have all of the vinegar tones of regular kombucha. And I just wanted to make something and share it with people that was healthy and that they could drink together and have a meaningful experience. So it became my new art form.
I got to say, it's really innovative and really creative on your part today. We're speaking to Holly Lyman, the founder of Wild Tonic Kombucha, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, if you would tell our listeners about Wild Tonic Gen Kombucha, and where did the idea come from to craft Wild Tonic primarily with honey instead of cane sugar?
Sure. So Wild Tonic is a rare ferment called Gen. Gen rhymes with the word fun. So legend has it that it originated in Tibet and as an elixir for enlightenment. And it was used by the warriors for energy as well. It was reserved only to a select few who were given the power to transform it and use it as an elixir for health. And so I fell in love with the lore of it and the taste, which is phenomenal. And as far as using honey instead of sugar, I love the idea of working with honey in some way because it has such a rich history and incredible health benefits. It was used by the ancient Egyptian physicians over 5,000 years ago. It's been proven to be an incredible healer of the gut. It's anti-cancer. It's full of antioxidants and phenolic acids and flavonoids. And it also is prebiotic and probiotic, and it improves the gut's microbial balance.
Interesting information around that, and that is, there's a host of benefits on the health side there, so that's also an added bonus. Now, Wild Tonic is available, I understand, in both the non-alcoholic form and also alcoholic form, obviously. Hard seltzers had such a big moment in the last few years as well. Have you noticed the same for hard kombucha?
Yes, and I'm not the only one who's seeing this trend of hard kombucha taking off in stores. Whole Foods Market just released their much-awaited list of the top 10 trends for 2021 that's compiled by their store buyers and foragers, and hard kombucha was trend number 8 in that article, and happily, Wild Tonic did make that list.
How about that? That is impressive. Good for you. Hats off to you on that. Now, lastly, what can we expect next from Wild Tonic?
Well, I think that you're going to start seeing Hard Gen and Wild Tonic rolling out into the conventional chain stores nationwide in 2021 as it becomes more mainstream. And we're also working on some secret new releases for energy elixirs that I can't talk about yet. But innovation is always at the center of our culture here at the Hive at Wild Tonic.
Well, you got a lot going on, and I got to tell you, it is impressive how innovative and creative you've been with this creation and bringing Wild Tonic Gen Kombucha to the market. And I'm sure listeners want to know where they can find the product near them and or get more information online. Where's the best place to do so?
If you go to our website at www.wildtonic.com, you can read about Wild Tonic and where to find us under the Find Us tab. You just put in your zip code and it'll show the Wild Tonic that's available at a store near you. We're available at the natural channel chains typically, such as Whole Foods and Sprouts, along with a number of conventional chains like Safeway and Costco and other regions.
And that is quite easy enough. Again, folks, that website is wildtonic.com. Holly, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. So much appreciated.
And certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Holly Lyman, founder of Wild Tonic Kombucha. And for all the details, visit wildtonic.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.